San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, September 4th, 2022. It's Labor Day weekend. Today's lesson is Good Work with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Corr. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Labor Day weekend. What a kickoff for our theme of work for September. So let's get straight to the work and anchor ourselves in this eternal truth as we do every Sunday. There's one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And we do this every day, all night. We can't get away from this. Why? Because we are part of the universe, part of creation. It's not that there was this whole great big creation developed and then we, separate from it, were dropped on the planet. That's not how it works. In the eternal and infinite nature of spirit, everything is part of spirit and everything is fully alive in every moment. All-knowing, all-powerful, always present. So, as I do with our themes for the month, I consulted Noah Webster, master dictionarian, master linguist, and I found that I had 4 pages of definitions of work. It can be an intransitive verb, a transitive verb, and a noun. So rather than try and pick and choose which ones I wanted to share with you, I'm going to tell you what I learned about the word work, or actually my definition of work. It can be pretty much anything you think, do, say, and wherever you do it, however you do it, alone or with others, and to top it all off, the product you create is also called work, like an author's body of work, a band's body of work. In fact, all of my lessons are one of my bodies of work. So, looking at work in that perspective, What I decided to share with you is that work is doing. How we work is being. Everything we do is work. Basketball player Sam Ewing said, "Hard work spotlights the character of people. Some turn up their sleeves, some turn up their noses, and some don't turn up at all." And I'm sure we have all had experience with people like that from time to time. I mean, we've had our entire lives to experience lots of different kinds of people, lots of different kinds of working ethic. Seth Godin is an author, and he said, "You are not your resume. You are your work." So it isn't so much that the list of things that we have accomplished or done defines us. Because 10 people can have done the same thing, and 10 people can say, "I was an engineer, I was a mathematician, I was a school teacher." But the truth of who you are is in how you showed up for every moment in this working experience. Saint Benedict of the Benedictine monks founded the Benedictine order, of course, and he had a motto, but you know, when you're researching it, I came up with two mottos. I didn't bother to call the Benedictine monks to ask them which was right. I'll just share them both with you. The first one is Ora et Labora, pray and work. The second is Orari est laborari, laborari est orari. To pray is to work is to pray. Lori Erickson is an author and a travel writer. And when she was on one of her trips, her family visited a Trappist monastery. And one of the things that they had in the gift shop was bread for sale that the monks had made. And so she was curious, why would monks be baking bread and selling it? And she realized, unless somebody told her, that wasn't in the article, that monks need to make a living as well. All of these monasteries that were founded throughout Europe and even in the New World, they didn't have like major funding, major sponsors. They had to subsist on their own. They had to do farming. They had to do herding. They had to grow their own food. They had to tend their own flocks. But what they also did was they made wine, they made ale, they made mead, and they sold these products to the laity. They also would take in new brothers, new monks, new nuns, new sisters, and their families would pay, they would give their dowry to the convent or the monastery, the abbey, so that they could continue to do their work, have the funds necessary. And sometimes these spiritual havens were close to slave camps, but it was all in the name of the divine. In addition to the actual labor, they did a lot of prayer. And Lori wrote, through long experience, monastics have learned the importance of balance in a spiritual journey. No one can pray every waking hour, and no one should work every waking hour either. The mind and body need that alternating rhythm of contemplation and labor, the yin and the yang of rest and effort. She wrote, monastics have some surprisingly relevant insights to contribute to a discussion of labor issues. 1,500 years of practice have taught them that work is best when it's balanced with prayer, and that labor itself can be sacred. To the Benedictine monk, work and prayer were the two hinges on which the gate of heaven would swing open. Now, we're not looking toward having a gate of heaven swing open. What we are looking toward is having our minds opened and have the truth revealed. Some religions, Islam for instance, rings bells multiple times a day to remind people to stop what they're doing and pray. Catholic churches also ring bells throughout the day. Well, Islam doesn't ring bells. They have someone calling out to tell you to go pray. But the Catholic Church rings bells. every hour. And what that does is it reminds the faithful to do their prayers in the consecrated hours format. Lauds, Compline, Matin, Sext, Nones, the various hours of the day to do a rosary. Once upon a time, there was a monastery that was struggling with this balance of work and prayer. And the reason they were struggling is because they started developing web pages. And they were very good at developing web pages. But developing web pages wasn't the kind of monotonous work that you can do while you're praying. It wasn't sweeping, it wasn't washing dishes, it wasn't weeding the garden. It was mental and required mental focus, which can then be exhausting. So they stopped doing that because they realized they were getting too caught up in the work of the outside to support themselves than the work of the inside to support their spiritual nature. Guess who does that? We the people. We tend to do that. We get caught up in things and forget that we need that balance between work and play, between the secular and the spiritual. We need to remember that even though stuff looks secular, it's still spiritual. Everything is still spiritual. All work is prayer. How do I know that? Did I just make it up? Sort of, kind of. All work is prayer. Because everything we do, everything we think, everything we say, wherever we are when we do it, and whoever we are with when we do it, the divine is working through us. And therefore, everything that we are doing and every result that we are achieving is based on spiritual laws and principles. And spirit is not just love, givingness, all these other things. Spirit is also every universal spiritual principle, every universal principle. So when I say the universe always says yes, spirit always says yes, spirit is always working through us as us. You are here right now, spiritually, physically, in form, in matter, in intent. You are here. And wherever you go, you are still that divine creation. You are still made in the image and likeness of the divine. Everyone you encounter in your work is made in the image and the likeness of God, regardless of how they behave. You know, thank Michael Beckwith for saying, everyone is God in disguise. Some are pretty well disguised. Some disguises are better than others. Every action you perform is the activity of God. Every action everybody else performs is the activity of God to the extent that they understand how it works in their life. Somebody once said, there are no small jobs, only small people. And that is based on things like judgment, jealousy, limited thinking. People who really truly need at their core level, the approval of others to shine over and above others are very insecure people. Rather than wanting acceptance and therefore accepting others, the tendency is to not accept others. So if you ever find yourself making judgments about someone, saying that behavior is unacceptable, which is, you know, that's a tricky one. Saying that whatever is going on is bad. Step back, take a breath, and remember that spirit, the divine, is in every situation, every single situation. You may also choose not to stay wherever that is going on. You may choose not to go and participate in whatever you see as not good and true and whole and helpful, not expressing love. Carl Jung wrote, "The world will ask you who you are, and if you don't know, the world will tell you." And yes, the world will tell you, and so will a lot of people that you work with, family members. But what's important is that you know who you are. You are spiritual, immortal beings having a human experience. You are the divine essence here as a person. Everything you do is work. So you get to enjoy it all the time. Work is doing. How you work is being. Right now, you're all working. You're listening. You're absorbing. At least I hope you are. But you are here doing and at the same time being present. So whatever our labor is, we need to be present in every moment. John 5:19 in the Bible is, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing without the Father." It also says, "The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." That means, just like I told you, everything that you do is divine activity. Everything you do. You get to be present as the life, the activity of the divine. Have you ever heard of the Protestant work ethic? It's basically an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. It means don't be lazy, don't cut corners, don't cheat. The way you do your work is a measure of your character. And so you want to do good work. Yes, it's nice to be praised when you accomplish something or you put forth an effort and somebody says, "Good work." You don't have to be the best at what you are doing. You only need to be your best at what you're doing. Your best at interacting with your colleagues. Your best at having relationships with others. That's your work. Whatever you are doing, you are always being. The concept of work is actually in the Bible. Now, I'm not going to say it's biblical, only that it got documented in the Bible. Because I'm sure the concept of working hard, accomplishing something, or working efficiently and accomplishing something was around before pens and papers, before papyrus and stylus. Oops. This is called work ethic. It's from an article that says, work is a significant part of life balance. Early in the book of Genesis, the reader finds God informing Noah of a mighty flood that is to come at some point in the future. Does God give Noah and his family an ark? Does a massive vessel fall from the heavens? No. Noah and his family must work and labor to build the means of their physical salvation from being drowned. The concept of work has its roots in the very earliest biblical passages. The act of creation of everything in the cosmos is undoubtedly work. Now, I doubt that it was physically laborious, because everything was being created through mind, through thought, through the breath of God. God saw that all his work was good. He labored in creation 6 days, according to Genesis, and on the seventh day he rested. So in God's eyes, there's a benevolence attached to work. Genesis 2:15 reads, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it." In this verse, we see God giving man purpose, namely work. Work is a divine notion, according to the author, one which God deems humanity worthy of sharing in. The pain and hardship of work are associated with labor only after the fall of Adam and Eve in the original sin. And as original sin is inherited in all human race, so is death and pain. Now, I don't believe that. That's the Catholic relationship to work, original sin, death, and pain. But as we are interfaith, I share it with you. She concludes with, prayer and work are constantly linked, pulling on one another. Together, these acts mold us into better people. They strengthen body and soul and draw us closer to God. Well, if you think you're not close to God, who moved? That's a question that we ask in religious science, in science of mind. Since we are one with the divine, if our awareness is thinking that God has abandoned us, the only thing that's abandoned us is our understanding of the wholeness of the universe, the oneness that we are. In science of mind, all of our work is at the mental level and at the spiritual level. Spirit works through us. We don't work on affecting physical change, but on changing our minds, changing our thinking, giving ourselves a spiritual focus based on true spiritual principles. Because we know that changing our thinking changes our lives. The big difference between spirituality and psychology and psychiatry is psychology and psychiatry try to change the outward appearance, the outward behavior, where spirituality in science of mind and other new thought works at changing the understanding, revealing the truth that you are already divine, that everything you need to know is already within. You know it already. There's just one question to ask. And the Bible tells us, ask and you will receive. Ask and it is given to you. Ask in faith, believing, and so it is. So everything that we need, that we desire, we can go within and do the 5 steps of treatment. Recognize that there is only one power. unify ourselves with that power by knowing that we are one with an infinite power. It couldn't be anything else. Realize that everything that we desire is already ours. The gift has already been given. We don't have to wait for our birthday. It's already there. And then be thankful, not just for the gifts that we have been given, but for knowing that we have been given them. And then let it go. Just let it go. Release. Don't hang on to this. Oh, I want this. I want this. I want this. It's already yours. It's already yours. And so as you name it and claim it, all things are yours. Joy in your workplace. Joy in your work relationships. Someone wrote that doing work that you hate is stress. Doing work that you love is passion. When we remember that we are made of love, then it should be easy to love everything that we do, because we are in an environment of love. Self-love, first of all, but also recognizing that everyone around us is made of love. And the way we think about others has a lot to do with the way we treat them. We are using these spiritual truths every day, know it or not. Ernest Holmes wrote, "Spiritual truth cannot belong to any one individual, but being universal in its essence must belong to anyone who uses it." Uses. One of the definitions of work is to use something, to work with something. So anyone who works it, who works at it, who applies it, who studies it, anyone who gives conscious thought to these universal spiritual principles has changed their life already for an opportunity to be more joyful in everything they do. I ran across a meme that I want to share with you about working. And it was written by a group called Small Business Moms. Working on your business, while working on your home, while working on raising kids, while working on yourself, while working out, while working on friendships and relationships, while working on personal goals, while trying to accommodate everyone, while also trying to get 8 hours of sleep. That is a small business mom. Everything we do is work. Everything. I'm working. I'm at work. You are at your spiritual work here. Now the good news is we don't have to be gathered in the same physical place like factory workers or farmers. You know, you actually have to go to the fields to be a farmer to manage that, or your laborers do. But we have within us the divine. So wherever we go, the divine is with us. As near as your breath. So if ever you want to know, am I in the presence of the divine? Take a deep breath in. That's called inspiration. Take a breath out, letting go of anything that is no longer serving you. Work it. Remember, you are doing good work every day. Simply by breathing, you are doing the work of the divine. So, I thank you for your time, for your attention. Namaste.